We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Of course, Mo, interesting study this week about climate change. Some scientists are suggesting that 150 million years ago, what contributed to global warming?
Gassy dinosaurs.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
Dinosaur flatulence.
Wow.
Yeah, very good.
Speaking of underwear bombs.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine a caveman lighting a match there?
No, it's terrible.
With a little torch there. Jeez.
Just as giant yellow hummers cause climate change today, hideous clumsy beasts were also responsible, apparently, for global warming long ago. British scientists say that the herbivore dinosaurs, like the Apatosaurus, were among the worst offenders because of their plant-based diets.
Yeah, high fiber, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second only to the Burritosaurus. According to the researchers, it was a really bad time for the T-Rex because, you know, when another dinosaur lets one go right in front of you, those arms are never going to be able to wave away.
And I bet.
Yeah, I always thought the Mesozoic era was probably a pretty unpleasant time to be around, but
now you know.
Now it's even less appealing.
And windows were not yet invented, so you couldn't open one. It was terrible. Right.
That really redefined silent but deadly. My gosh.
Yeah. It's just like, you're killing me here, man. You're killing all of us.
I'm a hungry, hungry herbivore. Plants are what I'm hungry for. I don't eat insects, don't eat critters. Just give me some of them darn fern fritters. Hungry, hungry herbivore. I eat stems and shoots and roots and more. I like big leaves and tiny creepers. Don't like bugs and slugs and peepers.